The U.S. Postal Service is in the midst of tough times with a $16 billion deficit and a steep drop in mail. But 50 years ago, that wasn't the case. On this day in 1963, the Postal Service introduced the Zone Improvement Code, better known as the Zip Code. As we hear in this song to promote the new system, the Postal Service had more mail than ever before.
You know you gotta have a zip code on the envelope, a zip code so you won't just have to hope.
Today, the zip code is the basis for everything from census counts to voter districts to marketing databases. Nancy Pope is head curator at the Smithsonian's National Postal Museum here in D.C. Welcome to the program, Nancy.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
So give us some of the history here. What drove the Postal Service to come up with the zip code?
Well, they definitely needed some sort of way of creating a digital version of where we are located, because the old, for lack of a better term, analog way just wasn't working anymore. To say someone was in a certain address in New York City, for instance, didn't help when you had twice as much mail in 1960 as you did in 1943, for instance.
When you say analog, you mean people are hand sorting it.
Yes, exactly.
So by digital, you mean just having some numbers to help out.
Well, numbers that they could use in conjunction with machinery. A machine could read numbers in the 1950s. It could input data that was numbers. It could not necessarily read an address. So our address, for instance, 2 Massachusetts Avenue Northeast, try and type that into a machine, you're going to be processing at the slowest rate on history. But if you were to type in 20002, that letter's going to go through a machine much more quickly.
So just how big a difference did it make for service?
Well, it was really amazing, because you had before people who were hand sorting. And hand sorting, even if you're really good at it, you're not going to do more than 60 letters a minute. I mean, that would be topping out as the best sorter on record for the Postal Service. So most of them were sorting in the 20 and 30 letters per minute. But when they had the machine and could use the machine to help move things along, they ended up sorting at 1,700 letters per minute, which was quite the difference.
Now, the Postal Service had to come up with this whole, marketing campaign to convince people to use it, right? We have a clip here from the Mr. Zip campaign.
This is Mr. Zip. He revolutionized the mail delivery system of the United States with his zip code. The heart of the system is a number, a zip code number.
So what's the deal with Mr. Zip? I mean, did people really need convincing to use the zip code? And if so, I mean, what are the reasons they were reluctant to use it?
They really did need convincing. AT&T had just been rolling out area codes for people to use. And AT&T told the post office department, you're going to need a lot of help, because people hate area codes. They hate having to remember 3 more numbers. So here you had the post office department about to roll out a campaign to ask people to remember 5 numbers for every address they would send something to. And it was also at a time when people were having to use their Social Security numbers more often. And so here you have people who were feeling like they're being turned into numbers. Now we may not be able to imagine what it was like, because we kind of have completed that being turned into numbers concept. But in the 60s, it was kind of scary for the American public. And so Mr. Zip was a very, very friendly, happy young guy who would lead you into this wonderful future, and he would not lead you into this scary one.
Nancy, do you have a favorite zip code?
Of course I do. Everyone does. Mine is 97801.
Which is?
My hometown, Pendleton, Oregon.
That's great. Nancy Pope is head curator at the Smithsonian's National Postal Museum here in D.C. Nancy Pope, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You get faster service and a lower cost.
Fewer mistakes, no time ever lost. A lot less haggling along the way.
No damage when you get paid.
You know you gotta have a zip code.
Yeah, you're not beyond the point.
A zip code.
Yeah, you know you were the best one.
A zip code.
Yeah,
you're
morning, world
down, and everything will be.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.